This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about. So welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. And yes, it's that day in which we pull our collective minds from Breitbart and Drudge and Fox and even Zero Hedge and some others, just to find out what in the heck is going on in the world of this 365, 24/7 news cycle that we're all on. It is an enormous, it's just, we're just all spinning out there, aren't we? Speaking of cycles, all of you spinners right now that are listening to Agenda 21 Radio, raise your hand. Now, I know you've got another hand to hold on to the grip. I get it. Anyway, so a lot of things going on, and we're really appreciative of your listenership. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And yes, we understand there was a technical glitch today. Well, the same old stuff happening, and, it got arrested. Well, of sorts, we stopped it. A vicious attack against our website again. But this has been ongoing. These things happen all the time. And it's kind of like finding yourself in YouTube jail, so to speak, that kind of stuff. They're really pressing very hard. We understand it. But, it's kind of like, we don't get trolled anymore. I miss my trolls. I really miss the trolls. It used to troll us all the time. And anything we said or did on Agenda 21 Radio, it's kind of interesting that YouTube's on. And now they just don't show up anymore because we have a defense system for them, and it just eliminates them. And they get discouraging. Oh, shucks, by golly, we aren't going to troll Agenda 21 Radio anymore. And that's what I mean. So anyway, you can, fight them off and fend them off. You have to. And in this business, you have to. We're on Red State Talk Radio. the talk monster of digital talk radio all around the nation. We understand that. We appreciate your listenership, and you can go to TalkStream Live or the Red State Talk Radio icon on our website and pick up our show. Now, our show plays several times on Red State Talk Radio and also on the Encore channel of Red State Talk Radio. It is the single most popular show on Red State Talk Radio. And by the way, Red State Talk Radio is the number one digital distributor of live talk radio, 36 hours every single day. Every single day, two channels of 36 hours of live talk radio. So that's the stuff that's going on Agenda 21 Radio. We really appreciate your listenerships, like I said. And you can email me, paul@a21art.com. All right, so this is interesting. We've got a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to start off with this one here. This is from Breitbart this morning. Brexit boom. And now this, I want you to think to yourself, a new state in a 51st state in California, a new state, okay? And we're going to basically separate away from California and create what is known as New California. Okay, that's the name. It's like New Jersey. New California, New California. Think that. Now, what is one of the main reasons why you would want to break away from or separate from and form and create a new state to create a more perfect union than like we're doing here? Why would you? What is the main economics? It's the economy, stupid. Now, we're going to juxtaposition ourselves with Brexit, with Great Britain and the European Union. Now, the European Union ended up being a socialist communist organization by which a whole bunch of European countries got together to form one union. And in the spirit of, and using the United States perhaps as a model, they tried to fashion themselves as a United States with all the liberties and so on. Excuse me, it's the fresh brew time. Just handed me in my right hand is a nice piping hot cup of Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Hang on. All right. I'm back. Now, you have the European Union and Brexit or Great Britain figured out. Now, remember, a lot of people don't understand this. But the so-called British Empire, get it? Was an autonomous state. It was the most powerful empire on the planet for a long time. And some say even today with all the influences of the banking interest out of London and the Roths, all this other stuff, right? We get that. We get that. But as a standalone nation, this is what I'm getting at. And I know that, listen, all you globalist thinkers like myself, listen, I'm going here to explain the autonomy factor and why it's so important. So we're getting away from the globalist view. This is important to understand. The globalist view is one world government, and to achieve that, they had to basically go out and unify and create one unified mass of countries with the European Union, and then break down all the laws that they had. See, they did it a little bit differently than what they're doing here in California, the globalists. They had to break down all the borders, right? And they did that with one EU. Now, it was a historical moment in 1992, traveling from Berlin to Munich and so on, into Zurich, Switzerland. Now, this is the deal. I was on a train. I arrived at about 10 after midnight on the very same morning that at midnight they stopped all searches at the border. All border guards had to stand down all across the so-called EU or those nations that had signed up to become part of the European Union. That was part of the gig. They had to stop their border checks. Their borders went down. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's understand that. That was a historic. Well, I didn't know it was historic. I mean, I was listening to people talk about it on the train. This is why they're doing this. And I watched the border guards there in Switzerland stand down and allow people for the very first time to walk freely across the border checkpoint station without having their bags searched, nothing. Just walk through. And, of course, it was interesting because all the druggies got off. You could see the druggies with all their packages of stuff. They were the first ones off. Boy, did they just jet right by those guys. And you could see the looks on the faces of those border guards like, That was a historic moment. That was back in 1992. But now what you have is this. You have countries, Hungary being one of them, and perhaps another, Poland, another, that are putting up their guard. They're saying, wait a minute, with this migration business. You see, they opened up the borders just in time for this heavy migration coming from the Mideast wars, right? So you have Muslims all over the place flooding into Europe, which is today is a huge problem, isn't it? We're losing Europe, right? Like it or not. But the Brits, they had to suffer under this. So finally, it was Nigel Farage who came up with a referendum, by the way, quite by mistake, he thought, to actually withdraw, to have a vote by the British people to withdraw Great Britain, England, from the European Union. And that is what Brexit did. The vote was held and they won. Nigel Farage was a little bit stunned, actually. But they won. The election carried. And today, Great Britain, the once Great Britain, is renewing itself as an economic monster. Now, here's the deal. This is what they discovered, the Brits. They were a rich country. And they realized that what was happening was socialism. And what was happening with the European Union? The European Union was running out of other people's money. And who were the other people supplying the money? Great Britain, England. Get it? So they said, none of this, we don't need this socialism anymore. Let's break out. Let's form our own autonomy again. And that's what they've done. Now, interestingly enough, when we come back, Brexit boom, manufacturing jobs rise. Are you ready for this? By 24%. That's exactly what's going to happen in New California. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so we're making some comparisons to what it'll be like with new California state. A new 51st state. New California. Okay, and by the way, those of you that are taking the poll out there or going to Facebook and so on, you need to know some fundamental differences about what is going on here with New California. We're trying to make a 51st state to put another star on the flag. That's what we're trying to do, okay? So let's remember that. Let's remember that. We are trying to make a new 51st state. All right, now, okay, so as we take a look at Brexit and the story that's come out here, it's in Breitbart. And the title is Brexit Boom, Manufacturing Jobs Rise 24% as Growth Accelerates. Okay, now this is with the news that they're trying to complete the Brexit movement away from the European Union, the Socialist Totalitarian Group, which, by the way, I think was the beta test for the globalists to see how they can tear down borders in nations. Right? Between nations, how they could tear them down, and what they can do is they can say, wait a minute, what can we do about that? This is how we do it. So what they're doing is a little bit tricky, and in terms of what they've done in Europe as juxtapositioned against the United States of America with our states. Now, one of the fundamental things that these people, these totalitarians, forget is the old world, Europe, is a lot different from the new world, the United States, and our Constitution is fundamentally different. We already have the freedoms, and in fact, it was embedded in our Constitution. We have the freedom to move from state to state freely without having our passports checked and so on. You see, in Europe, with the European Union, they foisted that upon those countries, after eons, hundreds of years of borders and established borders, well, except, you know, it's kind of interesting. Go look at Germany. When was Germany established? Now that is interesting. You might want to start around World War I. What? Yeah, take a look at it. It hasn't been that long that there's been a Germany. And then in World War II, they were separated. There were two Germanys, East and West, for obvious reasons. They didn't want to have these stinking wars again. Since World War I, there was a war, and then World War II, there was a war spawned by Germany. Both of them. And that was really the reason for the Cold War, if you think about it. You know, having 50-some million, I don't know, 60 million people killed during World War II might kind of leave a little bit of a bitter taste on the planet for Germany. And Japan, of course. I don't know why that might be a problem. And even today, many families are feeling the ill effects of World War II. Just like, you know, we didn't release the Kennedy files. There's still a lot of files about World War II that haven't come out and will not come out. For fear of raising, reviving historical hatreds again. Which, by the way, is on the rise in places like Germany and, guess where? Japan. We've talked about this on this show. Ryoshi Sasakawa, anyone, and his relatives pounding the table for the so-called conservative. They call them, I don't call them, they're socialist leftists. This whole thing of renaming, you know, these socialist leftists are conservatives. They are? No, they're not. Anyway, that's just, but you know, the point is that this whole idea of globalization means you cannot have borders. Only one border, that's the worldwide border. That's what they're after, the breaking down of borders. Now, the only way you're going to break down borders in the United States is if a state leaves and joins, sits completely opposite. A state leaves and becomes its own nation and then pledges its allegiance to the United Nations, which is exactly what they want to do with the CalExit thing. That's completely different than what they're doing here. Now, I bring this up because we are not in the new California state movement about that. No, we want to form a new state. And the economy in California has been choked off to where we have homeless people all over the place. It's nothing like being reported by Jerry Brown and his ilk in the bad media. The evil media out there reporting the lies about how what's really going on with our income and our businesses. Businesses are fleeing California. We know that. Now imagine if that's reversed. If tax laws are changed, regulations are changed, in New California, manufacturing is going to explode. Enter CalExit. See, CalExit knows that. These folks over there know that. That if you have a different type of system, things will happen. Now, the system that they're going to propose as a governance system is a dictatorship. That it's going to be more of the same of what you see right now with Jerry Brown. It's just going to be an extension of that. It's going to be a dictatorship in California. And you're going to have low-income people. You're basically going to have a rich upper class, elitist, if you will, a caste system, and then you'll have poverty. There'll be no middle class. It's going to be an extension of what we're starting to see, the trends here in California. But if you start and form a new state called New California, you can start over again. You start off with a fresh constitution. And by the way, guaranteed in the new constitution will be a biennial legislature, meaning that will meet only once every 2 years for 60 days. That's it. Goodbye. We don't need the overreach. Businesses will flock like crazy back to New California. So, what about this situation? See, people like that. They ding me on the phone. what about this situation that's going on, though, in Great Britain? Research indicates that British manufacturing has seen a 24% increase in advertised vacancies over the last 12 months. In other words, manufacturing is coming back. And this is exactly what will happen in New California. This is the template. This is the model. What's happening in Great Britain will be happening in New California. Quote, it's great to see that employers in the manufacturing sector are remaining positive, said the Independent Job Board's founder and managing director, Lee Biggins, according to a manufacturing management report. Said this is particularly good news for active job hunters and anyone who may be looking for their next role. If you're starting to get itchy feet and feel like it could be time to make your next career move, there are an abundance of great opportunities in this industry right now. That is good news, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I'm talking about. This is what we will see in New California. You won't see it in any other movement out there. Not at all. You won't see this going on. What you're going to see is squalor being developed in these other movements. That is the reality check. Now, what will happen to old California, the state by which New California had arisen, they're just going to do their thing. They can, you know, they got their state, they can do whatever. They want a CalExit, fine. We would vote against it as a state of New California, of course. That would just be one more problem for them. Would they want to have their own revolution within their own little confines of their state? They can go right ahead and do that, which is what they pledged to do, by the way. They have pledged to a violent overthrow of California if, in fact, they don't get their way, basically. If I can't pitch, you can't use my ball. That's Jerry Brown. Doesn't it seem like that? I'll say that again. If I can't pitch, you can't use my ball. Get it? That's a comment you usually hear associated with Sandlot Baseball, by the way. Sandlot Baseball. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And, anyway, we'll be back.
of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and again, the big news that's coming out right now is Catalonia declares independence. Catalonia declares independence. And it says the Catalonian Parliament has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a motion to declare independence from the España. And let's see, I think we got that again. I'm going to, you know, I just for grins, I'm going to play this. And what do we got here? Make statement in Catalonia and streamed live. Some of this is in Spanish, and I don't want to translate it for you. But, yeah, here we go. Let's just... no, we can't play that. Let's not do that. I'm sorry. We're going to do it anyway. We're going to see what we can hear here for you. Just hang on a second. This is what we found in the last... the last portion, the last hour, we played this at the opening.
Representants del Parlament.
Here we go.
Queda aprovada per 70 vots a favor, 10 en contra i 2 vots en blanc.
They declared the independence. This is a vote 70 to 10 or something like that in the Catalan Parliament. I'm going to switch here in a second to a cam. There we go. This is what's going on in the streets of Barcelona. and right outside the parliament. They're celebrating like crazy. Like crazy. Out there in Barcelona. So anyway, that's the crowd, huge crowd with flags all over the place. And again, this is a 300-some-year process, if you will, that has taken place there. And this is, let's see, they got some other things happening here. Catalonia crisis, Senate to declare. What do you got
here? The way the regional government went ahead with a referendum which puts in question the territorial integrity of Spain in violation of the Constitution. At least that's how Madrid is framing this crisis, and Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy...
This is the new comfort food grown right here in California with absolutely no antibiotics ever.
Article 155 of the Constitution,
a better way to eat.
It says,
and it starts with Foster Farms Simply Raised Chicken,
does not
California grown with no antibiotics ever.
Upon it by the Constitution or other laws, or acts in a way that is seriously prejudicial to the general interests of Spain, the government may take all measures necessary to compel the region to meet said obligations and to protect general interest.
This article is
it opens for the government all options without going into specifics.
Absolutely. Not to be defined gives a broader way of action to the government. So it really can be interpreted as it is needed in this particular situation in Catalonia. So the government would have any kind of means, including the use of the army, to protect the constitution.
But the government needs to get the backing of the Senate, Spain's upper house. Just until recently, very few people here had heard about Article 155. Now triggering it will be a historic moment for Spain, since it's never happened before, ever since the Constitution was ratified in 1978. But it also means...
This is the new comfort food. Grown right.
So 1978 was when they ratified their Constitution. Now, and again, historically, let's place this up for you. Franco died, I believe, in 1975. Now, who was Franco? Everybody keeps asking me about this guy. Franco. Who was Franco? Well, if we just do a little bit of a Google search, it comes to light as to the significance of Mr. Franco of Spain, de España. Now, here's the deal, guys. If you have not heard of Franco, there's something wrong with your context of history. And this is the part that needs to be really understood, at least in modern day Spain, is who was Franco the dictator. Now we're starting to get somewhere. Francisco Franco. Don't you find that in Francisco? Just these all of these wanderers out there. Francisco Franco. Bujalmande. He was a Spanish general who ruled over Spain as a military dictator from 1939 until his death in 1975. As a conservative and a monarchist, he opposed the abolition of the monarchy and the establishment of a socialist republic in 1931. With the 1936 elections, the conservative Spanish Confederation of Autonomous Right-Wing Groups lost by a narrow margin, and the leftist Popular Front came to power, intending to overthrow the republic. Franco followed other generals in attempting a failed coup that precipitated the Spanish Civil War. Hello. With the death of the other generals, Franco quickly became the faction's only leader, and Franco gained military support from various regimes and groups, especially Nazi Germany and fascist Italy, while the Republican side was supported by Spanish communists and anarchists. The Republican side, get it? It was a Republican form of government. Even though the anarchists and the unionists at the time, they don't even say that, and communists were aligned to preserve it. As well as, are you ready for this? The Soviet Union, Mexico, and international brigades. Okay, now you've got this confluence, this strange confluence of republicanism, which is what we know, a republican form of government has to be guaranteed to us constitutionally in this United States, and California, I might add. That's why it's not being guaranteed right now in California. That's why New California is rising up and saying, hey, look it, we are entitled, we demand, and we have to have our rights to a Republican form of government. That's what California is all about. New California, anyway. California, however, has taken, guess what? It's, well, of course, being influenced by who? Mexico! Hello? Is there anything new under the sun? La Raza? Hello? And the Soviet Union? The communists that were given rise out of the communists and infiltrated into Mexico? What about that? Communism, Soviet Union. And what about, oh my God, Lee Harvey Oswald in Mexico City? Could there be a connection to a communist in Mexico to Lee Harvey Oswald? You think? I don't know. See, I think this thing with Mexico and Lee Harvey Oswald and the Soviet Union and Russians and communism at the time. Now, remember, the Russian Federation is a lot different than what we have today than the Soviet Union. You might have some of the same activities. But are you getting it, though? Are you understanding it? On the Republican side in Catalonia, it was supported by the Spanish communists, anarchists, as well as the Soviet Union, Mexico, and international brigades. Franco personally requested of the Germans and Italians the aerial bombing of Guernica in 1937, which opened the way for the capture of Bilbao and his victory in northern Spain. In 1939, Franco won the war, which claimed 500,000 lives. He established a military dictatorship, which he defined as a totalitarian state. He defined it as that. Are you catching all this stuff, guys? That's why you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, because it's here now, right now. This is the revolution. Right in front of your face. And by the way, it's not just California. It's the Southwest. And it's also out there in the Carolinas now, isn't it? MS-13, anybody? Franco proclaimed himself head of state and government under the El Caudillo, a term similar to El Duce in Italian. For Benito Mussolini and Der Führer in Germany, Adolf Hitler in April 1937, Franco merged the fascist and traditionalist political parties in the rebel zone. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're trying to draw some comparisons and very successfully doing so by understanding the most recent, I guess you would say, overall history of Spain. And if you've ever traveled to Spain, the people are fantastic. And in Catalonia, the people are really super fan. But Spain and, you know, you go to Madrid and all, it's really quite the place. Now, it has absolutely changed. We've had several people come on the show and talk about Spain recently and talk about Catalonia and all this stuff. And it's kind of interesting because the Spanish have a long and sordid history. Now, I'm just giving you the Franco time frame in the 30s right here. And I want you to draw some conclusion. As I go through the language and you hear the terminology that I'm using, you're going to say, wow, we're hearing that now. We're hearing that now. You are. You're hearing it now because they are trying to break up the United States using this model. This is the model by which they're trying to break up the United States. And, of course, they're trying to use Catalonia as the model to break California up through CalExit. But you can actually use that model to form a new state as well. So, you know, make it a more perfect union, which is exactly what we're doing with New California. So, yes, the problem is they've dipped into the playbook of the U.S. Constitution, and the U.S. Constitution does not apply because in their system of governance in Spain, they've got this thing called Article 155, which prohibits them from doing what they're doing right now, to actually secede from Spain. And if we had Article 155 in our Constitution, we could not even form a new state. But we don't. We have Article 4, Section 3, which allows the will of the people. When the will of the people want to form a new state, then they can separate by getting agreement by the legislature of the state and the federal government, and that's it. No presidents, no dictators, no governors can apply to or even try to inhibit that process. They don't have Article 4, Section 3 in the Constitution of De España. They've got Article 155, which says you cannot, forboten, nine, nada. Yet, can't do that. So we're covering some of the terminology that's relevant about Franco. Franco, yeah, Francisco Franco, Bohemonde. Bohemonde, I think you got it right there. Bohemonde. Spanish general who ruled over Spain as a military dictator from 1939 until his death in 1975. That's why this is so relevant, because the Constitution, they said, well, we're going to go with a constitutional government after this long train of abuses and usurpations by Franco. And we're going to come up with our own process. So they came up in 1978 or 9 with Article 155. This says it's forbidden for you to do this. So it was in 1937 that Franco merged the fascist and traditional political parties in the rebel zone, as well as other conservative and monarchist elements, into the FET de los Jones, outlawing the rest of political parties, and thus Spain became a one-party state. Now, what's happened to California? Hello? What's happened to California? It's a one-party state. And hasn't that progression to a one-party state taken a long time? We saw the beginnings of that back in 1994 with the Orange County bankruptcy. A Cloward and Piven strategy brilliantly employed by William Jefferson Clinton and Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. The Orange County bankruptcy, which resulted in the 1996 election of, really, since then, California has been a Democratic monoparty, the one-party state. It all started with Franco, and here it is ending up with California, right? Upon his rise to power, Franco implemented policies that were responsible for the repression and deaths of as many as 400,000 political opponents. This is where they trotted off Catalonians and slaughtered them. We got cozy with him in the Cold War because of his staunch anti-communist, by the way, George Orwell, staying at the Hotel Orient along the Las Ramblas, was fighting along with the communists, the Republican forms, those out there that wanted to stop the fascist. Anyway, he got into good graces ultimately. Franco died in 75 at the age of 82. He restored the monarchy before his death, which made King Juan Carlos his successor, who led Spanish transition to democracy. After a referendum, a new constitution was adopted, which transformed Spain into a parliamentary democracy under a constitutional monarchy. A highly controversial figure within Spain and abroad, Franco is seen as a divisive leader. And he absolutely was. And he killed a lot of Catalonians. So that's sort of fuel on the fire, and you need to understand today where they're at. But it also goes way back when. It goes back to Christopher Columbus. It goes back to the Reformation, believe it or not. And what do we have coming up here on the 31st of October is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther putting the tablets on the door in Wittenberg, Germany, that changed the history of religion, changed the history of the Catholic Church for sure, and set in motion the United States of America. And it's the 500th anniversary. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website at agenda21radio.news. Now, I understand we had a little glitch, a little hitch in the giddy-up on the website earlier in the show. It's been solved, and guess what? They were at it again. But we got them. We're back up. We're back. We're back. That this is just, you know, we live with it. We deal with, most of the time, things happen and you don't even know what happened. You know, we don't talk about it, of course not. But yeah, we were down for about an hour. We got that fixed. And double fixed, let's put it to you that way. We stayed, we could have brought it back right away, but we decided not this time. So we just deliberately took it down on our own accord because we didn't want people screwing with us. That, you know, during the show, I mean, that would be terrible. So anyway, we got that all straightened away. Visit our website at agenda21radio.news. Now, I do have a very special announcement. The special announcement is Trevor Loudon will be the guest at the Feather River Tea Party Patriots November 6th. And yes, that will be at the Crossroads Church in Yuba City, California. That will be Trevor Loudon, the Enemies Within, right? That guy, the guy who wrote The Enemies Within, he's going to be there. And that is November 6th at the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. Make sure you can come out and see him because it's absolutely going to be a barn burner. If you're in California, come and see him. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and please feel free to email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.